It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, owner of Cannabama, the CBD store, and your host here at Sweet Home Cannabama. We want to talk about all things cannabis in Alabama and throughout the country. So welcome to the show tonight. It's a weird one. I've been on the road today from Hoover. My manager there quit with no notice on Thursday. So I had to race over there on Friday. And my son, who is terribly good at just doing what mama needs, he is working the store and I am setting up job interviews. So if anybody has a friend, family who has some managerial experience in the Hoover, Birmingham area, anywhere in Jefferson County, we're looking for a manager, pronto. You know, I'm a little upset. Because no notice, you know?
Yeah.
Like the amount of time and money it took to train this manager, and she was wonderful.
Oh.
But she got a job offer from her old job that was way more money. Like they really wanted her back. I don't get no notice.
Yeah.
It hurts my feelings.
Just a little.
Because like Friday when we got there, no sign of her.
Oh.
She was out, except for her business cards, which she left in a stack. But like I haven't heard from her since she called me to say, don't hate me, but I quit. So yay, we did open Montgomery. So anyway,
positive notes.
Yes. Whitney's here with me in the studio tonight. A rare treat. We have been so busy. She's been having to do it remotely. And, you know, with all the COVID and the children and all that stuff and running the various businesses that we run. Yes, we are busy ladies. So anyway, you can find Cannabama in downtown Mobile, 558 St. Francis Street on the corner of St. Francis and Warren. We're open there 7 days a week, 10 to 7, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. West Mobile until business ends on Saturday, 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. And if you were listening last week, I got a little choked up.
Yeah.
It's hard when you put that much time and effort into something. And that was sort of my first store that I opened by myself after I split with my business partner. And it sort of was, you know,
bittersweet.
It's very bittersweet, but we're going to figure it out. We've got some plans in the works to be able to service the people in West Mobile. And in the meantime, we do have delivery and we ship and we're open downtown. So, if you are a regular West Mobile shopper, be sweet to go by there sometime between now and Saturday. Say goodbye, and we're probably going to have a nice sale in that store only Friday and Saturday to have to move less. The rest of it will be added to the inventory in the other three stores.
Wow.
So that will be, you know, we'll be closing. We're open right now noon to 6. Monday through Saturday, but at the end of business Saturday, we will be closing for good in West Mobile. So come by and say goodbye. It's a beautiful store. I hope that my landlord finds someone great to take on the space. We improved it a lot.
Yeah,
and
it's beautiful in there.
It really is a great store. We put a lot into it, and I'm sad to see it go. But we have to, you know, sometimes you have to cut off the foot to save the leg, and that's kind of where we're at. COVID-19. Thank you very much.
Right.
So anyway, you can find us also in Hoover at 3435 South Shades Crest Road, and that is Suite 113. We got our new sign up today. I'm waiting
it's
on said
good.
Son to send me the picture of the final product. I got some pictures of the pieces, but I'm real anxious to see it up. It's huge. It's beautiful.
Nice.
It better be huge. It was a huge bill.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I can only imagine. It's neon.
I'm glad downtown won't let me have one. And Montgomery's is going to have to wait. I ordered a banner. So we're going to just cover up what's there and save up because, man, those suckers are hugely expensive.
Yeah.
But they did a beautiful job, and it'll be easier to find us now because it won't say B-Gap CBD. It will say Cannabama and all of its logo glory. But that's at the top of the hill there at where South Shades Crest and Shades Crest Road meet, right by the YMCA and the tactical store next door. Lots of gun owners come through there. And it's a great little store all on its own. And then, of course, we opened in Montgomery now at 8009 Vaughn Road, right there in front of the AMC movie theater. Road front, in front of the neighborhood Walmart and Mill & Mushroom. Several things there across from the Winn-Dixie. Right at the light at the road, there's a nail salon and a great Mexican place right there next to us.
Perfect location.
I know. So we've got lots of ladies coming through there to get their toes did and have a margarita. So, and the food
CBD.
Is great at the Mexican place. The food's great. And there's a Dunkin' Donuts next door.
That's like,
I know,
the ultimate lady escape plaza.
All the inflammation there. You could shove into your body, and then you come see us.
We get it out.
Yes. So my manager there, Clara, has been a godsend, and things are going really well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
so great. We're excited to finally be open in Montgomery. It only took 5 months.
Hey.
You know, five
didn't take 12.
Months. Yeah.
Positive.
It could always be worse. No, we're very, very, very blessed. Yes. God has always had his hand on this business. God gave me the name and the vision. I cannot take credit for either of those.
Hey.
And the fire in my belly that it required, because I say it all the time, I do not know how people do this for tires or shoes or things that, you know, aren't as contributory to people's well-being. We meet beautiful people every day. We see beautiful things. So I'm very grateful. Even with the losses we've sustained, we're still alive. We will continue to serve these areas, and we're excited to hopefully be setting the bar as far as the quality of education, products, prices, events, all that good stuff. So, we didn't come here to just do a little one-off and ride off into the sunset. We came here to change lives and change the state and change the world.
Yeah, no dining and dashing.
Nope, not at all.
Here for the long haul.
That's right. And then also, there's Cannabama Daphne. And that is Whitney's store across the bay at 25935 Friendship Road, Unit C.
Yes.
And we talked to Greenbridge last time, and they're your neighbors.
They
are partners of ours now. And so there's a lot of good folks over across the bay that are growing, that are selling and processing, and we've made some great relationships there. So come see us at one of our locations. Are you open on Sunday?
I'm not.
Okay. So downtown Mobile right now is the only
Sunday
location
spot
that's open on Sunday. We also have an online store at cannabama.com where you can order products to have shipped. And we're going to be putting together some delivery now that we have some employees freed up from the West Mobile location. We want to keep everybody and give them something to do. So we will be offering a more extensive delivery service. Tonight on the show, we are going to be talking to Rob Robar, the owner of the Helping Friendly Hemp Company. And Rob, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hey. Hello. Hey, Rob.
How you guys doing?
Good. Tell us where you're calling from.
I am calling from Waterford, Michigan is where my house is at.
All right. Well, we don't have much time before the break, but I wanted to say that I know I had a lot to say. I've been on the road all day answering phone calls, and it's been wild. I literally rolled into the parking lot on two wheels hot, and I'm starving. And I'm drinking like room temperature tea right now for my calories. Yeah, it's been a wild day. Well, we're smack between two storms.
Yes, we are.
So
yeah, I hear that.
I don't know, besides a butt ton of snow, what you guys deal with weather wise in Michigan, but it gets a little hairy here for a few months out of the year.
Yeah, well, I've been through Alabama a couple of times, but I haven't really spent like a ton of time there, you know, like just overnight, like in a hotel kind of thing, you know?
Well, we're going to have to remedy that very soon. We'll have to get you down here, take you to the beach, and then do a tour of Alabama via the Cannabama locations.
Okay.
We'll teach some classes everywhere we go. That'll be fun. We do love to have our vendors in town. I just met with Mark from CBRX. It was in Birmingham, and we hung out and talked about some future glasses. Anyway, so Rob, Helping Friendly, we just acquired some new products from you guys. Some salves, yeah. Some chews. I hear the D8 gummies are amazing. And so
they've been super popular.
Yes, we need to order some of that. Whitney and I were just comparing notes about which ones are our favorites. So, when we come back from the break, Rob, we want to get to know you. We want to get to know Helping Friendly, and we want to talk about education and products. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, and I'm here with Whitney Sheldon of Canabama Daphne. Hello, Whitney.
Hello, Jen.
And we're talking to Rob Robar, who is the owner and founder of the Helping Friendly Hemp Company. Rob, welcome back.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit about your history and why you started the company? Sort of what were you doing before? How'd you get into cannabis?
I would say probably like many people, an activist for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. Meaning probably back in like 86 when I went to my first hash bash in Ann Arbor.
Wow, 86. You know, dude, how old are you?
I'm 52.
Oh, wow.
I would have never guessed.
Me either. You sound so young.
I was
8 years old in 86, so.
Yeah, no, I it's kind of one of those things. I still get carded.
Oh, know, yeah.
Kind of like one of those things that people always.
My husband has a very nice young face,
what,
so I get it.
I all the gray that I have in my beard would be enough to,
right?
You know, show off, at least show something nowadays. But
right.
Yeah, no, but like 86, I was, just a casual user and those types of things. But it turned out about 2001, the year that my son, or in 2000, the year my son was born, I happened to have back problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, ended up being, after about 8 months of trying to figure out what it was, it turned out being, a fractured, fractured section of my back, you know, basically.
Right.
And so I actually had two surgeries within a year of each other.
Oh, wow.
And that just led to, I have no feeling from my knee down on the one side. It's just kind of a numb stump.
Right.
It's just kind of, I mean, it has feeling, but it's just numb all the time.
Right.
Kind of like a lot of things have led to, you know, that particular instance where I was just basically using max mainly daily dosage of Vicodin at one point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, about 5 years of Vicodin, and then I say 5 years of Vicodin plus Xanax, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's what they want to keep you on. He's like, well, now you feel so heat all the time. Feel so bad all the time.
that's okay.
You feel so bad all the time that it's just like one of those things, you know, oh, here, take Xanax. And it's like, you know, one just compounds the other. I was never feeling any better.
Right.
I wasn't doing anything. Well, I ended up making the decision just when Michigan had gotten their medical marijuana program of getting my card. And it was just a decision that I made. It was leaving everything else behind.
Right.
So I stopped taking all this, everything.
I can relate. And I can relate. Though. I was an opiate addict for 10 years and I'm almost 6 years clean. So I get it.
Good. And it's just one of those things, you know, you made the decision to do. And then after about a year of just, you know, using THC products and those types of things, I finally kind of got it dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
But during that whole period of time, I just felt better. I felt more able to get up and move around, do things, all that. And I lost 170 pounds.
Wow.
During that time. So basically a whole person.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's one of those things, of course, with COVID and all that, and kind of put a little bit of it on, but I've been able to maintain that over the years. And,
right.
You know, a lot of that is I don't consume anything but you know, hemp or cannabis related products for my pain management things or
right.
things like that. And it, you know, in the end, just led me into the world of cannabis, I guess, basically, was that, you know, was seeking out a way to myself to finally feel better about things. You know, I was able to work out, lose that weight, and just get active.
Right.
Which after so many years of not being active, you know, it was a thing.
Right. And then no, I can relate to that, too. I really can. I can relate to that, too. When I got clean, you know, I'd spent about 3 years basically between the bed and the couch, depressed, suicidal. And when I got clean, it was like my whole body was atrophied, like a coma patient. Mm-hmm. I could do 30 minutes at Walmart and then be on my face. And it took me a long time to build up like a normal activity type stamina.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And it, you know, just kind of one of my good friends, he teaches Kung Fu and things like that. He's mm-hmm. You know, and he kind of at just kind of one point just said to me, you know, do little things. It's just not a matter of, you don't have to go and kill yourself.
Right.
It's the little movements. It's the slow, deliberate movements that you get yourself. It's like the whole idea of yoga. I know it's different things, you know, where it's
right.
the stretching and trying to do that. I'm a big guy, but I'm fairly flexible because I kind of have to be just to stretch out,
right.
you know. And that's the other thing, too, is just kind of understanding your body in a different way, I guess, is another whole thing of when you start kind of down this path.
Right, you know? Right, yeah. You know, well, it's so different than the opiates and the Xanax and all the other crap that they put you on. It's so very different, and it lends itself to, you know, getting rid of joint stiffness and things like that. You know, just pop your feet down on the ground and go, which was glorious for me at 37 and like a rickety old lady.
Yeah. The first time I took a THC capsule that I really kind of figured out like a dosage that worked for me and things like that was, you know, a great day just because finally, you know, I remember my leg was just throbbing and like, and there's been times where I've literally just wanted to hack my leg off.
Oh yeah.
And it's just because it's gotta be better, but I know it's not, you know?
Right. Right.
It's just one of those things.
Then it'll hurt and it won't even be there. That's what I hear a lot about. Phantom pains.
Yeah, the phantom pains and stuff like that. That's what a lot of, you still get the same basic feelings and sensations. So,
right.
But, you know, it led me to a few years of just, you know, regular, you know, medical cannabis use and those kind of things. And I went into a dispensary locally here in Ann Arbor, a place called Bloom. It's a really, you know, it's a women's owned cannabis co-op.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all focused and based on helping people a lot more than a lot of places were, say, like in the Detroit area.
Right,
So, and it was like sitting down and talking with them and, you know, they just having products there that were good. So, you know,
right.
I bought a topical and I was like, wow, this is great. It worked. I was really blown away the fact that like the numbness that I feel and neuropathy that I have in my legs and things like that, where, you know, it was immediately felt better.
Yeah.
So, and it was like, what, you know, when you're buying in a place like that and it's 1.5 ounces for like $45, you know, you're just kind of like,
But at the same time, you're like, give it to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just kind of go and buy it because you like, you know, because you just, you know, it works.
Right.
It turned out later, a couple years later, we were out in Colorado at the run of fish shows at a venue called Dick's. And, you know, in the hotel room, we went to the dispensary beforehand, you know, picked up some stuff for the shows and stuff. And like I saw a topical there, Mary's Medicinal Topical.
Yeah.
And I had bought that and, you know, it was a little low dose kind of a thing or whatever. I remember bringing it back to the room and that's kind of what sparked me creating products.
Right.
Like that I would sell or use in like any capacity. And that was the salve or the salve.
Right.
You know, it was the very first product. It was sprung out of that whole experience where it was like I would normally go to a concert and walk around and my legs would burn. They'd just, you know, like tired legs, you know, just burnt out. Muscle cramps at night because they were overworked. I put this stuff on and I slept through the night. Amazing stuff. You know, so.
Right. No, that was me too. The first time sleeping through the night was like I had insomnia for 14 years and it was glorious. I thought I was dead when I woke up. I actually asked myself, am I dead?
It cracks me up.
Did I die? Because I came out of my body. Yeah. 14 years is a long time.
Yeah, not to sleep.
Yeah.
You were a vampire.
Yes, it was crazy. Well, I would sleep like 2 hours here, 2 hours there.
Yeah, that's the worst sleep ever.
And it's misery. Just long enough to piss you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you get crazy sometimes because you're just so nutty to go to bed. And sedatives don't help. They just make you
worse,
messed up and, and unable to sleep. So, yeah, it's a crazy thing. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty much kind of how I came about it all, really. You know, it's just in creating a product. And, you know, when I got back home from that trip, you know, it was a matter of, you know, Dan, salesperson for a company, one of them, he says to me, you know, can't you make something like this at home?
Yeah.
You know, and
I love
it. I was already making edibles. I was already doing infusions and things like that. So
right.
I was already schooled in that part of it. And it was like, yeah, you know, yeah, sure, I could. So that was kind of the springboard of the idea.
Right.
You know, and so I started making it. And for about 2 years, just kind of myself beta testing it and doing it and a couple other people, a couple close friends. And then it came upon one day an opportunity to meet with my partner who, you know, I was meeting him on a totally different subject, and I actually went and made the logo for the company, and then I put it on a bottle, and I went to this meeting and kind of just showed him, and he was like, let's do this, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it sparked all that.
Well, so what had you done for a living before that?
My background is basically I have degrees in advertising and printing.
Mm.
So I'm a graphic artist by trade.
That explains the beautiful logo.
I was about to say, so that's why the logo is so awesome.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
all the design and packaging is me. So.
Well, it is beautiful. That's one of the the most attractive. I mean, it really catches your eye. It's beautiful to look at, and I love the slight variations for the different flavors and things like that. You did a knockout job.
Thank you. Thank you. It's kind of like all the things I've learned from the different years of my normal. I literally design for every single type of publication, print,
right,
online, large format, billboards, wraps for buses, all of it.
Yeah, I made my logo with my vinyl cutting software for free because I couldn't afford anybody. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more with Rob about the Helping Friendly Hemp Company and education. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Rob Robar, founder and co-owner of the Helping Friendly Hemp Company. Rob, I have a burning question. I'm sure lots of people have wondered, what in the world is the significance of the name of your company, the Helping Friendly Hemp Company? Because it's not typical. It's very interesting and stands out.
Yeah, a lot of it, the short answer of it is that the name is inspired by the band Phish. They have a long series of songs that ties into a story.
Mm-hmm.
And in the story, there is something called the Helping Friendly Book.
Mm.
And in this thing, it's a story just about being a good person, how to be good to the, you know, take care of each other and that type of thing, in short.
Yeah.
And really, when I got home from that trip, being a big fan of the band, and I traveled all over the country, I've seen them, I don't know, at least, I should actually count because people do this, but probably about 75, 85 times.
Wow.
And all over the country. It's just something that I do.
Wow.
You know, and,
that's a lot.
The brand started, you know, just kind of hanging out in the parking lots and selling it there a little bit. And, you know, we sponsor these things called fan art, which is like basically if you've ever been to a Grateful Dead type show, you know, it's a parking lot scene where people sell tie dyes and whatnot.
Right. I can imagine because I'm not that cool.
But it's, you know, it's a really, you know, free kind of a place. And
right.
the idea, we just kind of, as I got home from that trip, was just, what can I call this?
Right.
And I didn't ever want it to be, you know, specific about them, but it was just something, you know, it rang with me personally, because it's about being helping and friendly. And one of my main, you know, mottos or whatever that I use is, you know, when life needs something, helping and friendly.
Right. Yeah.
And it's with my degree in advertising and kind of a little bit of play on words, I'm not the best writer, but mm-hmm. I do have a good grasp of, you know, mottos, jingles, that kind of thing.
Right.
And it's just, you know, what, being that in this business, we can't always talk, we're not allowed to talk about what products actually do for anybody.
Right.
You know, it's stated, FDA doesn't want you doing that.
Right.
And it's just a matter of how do you educate and how do you bring this up to people? And, you know, so a lot of it was just kind of, you know, make it helping and friendly. It just kind of made sense. It was something that just kind of fell together.
Well, that's essentially what we do, though. Mm-hmm. We help people and we're friendly, you know,
yeah,
because you have to be. People are afraid.
What I always wanted to have was just the feeling that the fish scene is always provided for us.
Right.
And when people go to that, that's why people like to go to those types of shows, because it's just a free, easy kind of place.
Right.
And it's everybody, for the most part, looking out for each other and taking care of each other is the idea. You know?
Right. I have to hear this song, whatever, you know, song it is.
There's lots of different, you know, so much different parts to it, you know.
Right.
So this is kind of what we kind of started with. I just,
does the band know?
Kind of pay homage, but not step on anybody's toes legality wise. You know what I'm saying?
But do they know?
Yeah. Actually, we're, it's interesting because over the years we've done these fan art shows. This is, you know, people would sell their wares at. We sponsored them and had our booth there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the daughter of the guitar player, you know, Trey Anastasio, his daughter, come through. We've given her, so now we've gotten shout outs from her on Instagram, and she's, you know, got a 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people.
That's cool.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And the drummer's owns a health food store in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's we sent them a whole case of 1 ounce just to kind of like say, hey,
yeah.
So we haven't heard back from them yet, so they definitely know about us. And I actually know quite a few people around the band pretty closely, but
right.
So
well, that's cool.
We've been around a long time in the scene too. And that's kind of the thing too. It's been
right
a nice way to niche.
Right.
Within a group of people, yet just create a vibe, like, you know, like you not knowing what it meant. That's
yeah.
what 90% of the world doesn't know the real meaning or where it came from.
Right.
You know, the idea. It was just a matter of.
Well, I'm sure you've created a whole other group of fish fans because now I have to go and listen to this.
Right.
Like, I have to do this. I know the name of the band, but I don't know their music, so.
Sure. Yeah. It's, you know. Like I've kind of mentioned, the Grateful Dead, because they're nothing like them.
Right.
That's the closest thing you're really going to have that the average person might know of, you know.
Right.
It's just kind of a, you know, a hippie type of scene, you know.
Right, yeah. Modern day hippies.
Hey.
All
yeah,
right. Well,
sure.
That's very cool. And that's definitely, it captures the essence of what we do. We're just here to help people. Mm-hmm. Those of us that are sincere, anyway.
Right.
And you know, you have to be friendly. People come in afraid. They come in afraid to hope. They're afraid they're going to get ripped off. They're afraid that if they let themselves hope and it doesn't work for them, that they're going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. And if you know, if they go to the wrong place, they miss mm-hmm. it by hair, and it makes me crazy.
And it might ruin their entire
right.
experience.
For and they'll if they have a bad experience with someone who is ripping them off or selling them garbage or not explaining to them how to use the products, they're not going to have the optimal experience, and they're going to give up on it. Call it snake oil, tell everyone they've ever heard it sucks,
yeah.
and they're not going to give someone like us a chance, which is so terribly tragic.
They've burned the bridge.
Yep. And
pretty much.
They lump us all together, unfortunately.
Sure.
You know, it's like... It's like any other thing, you know, you can get, you know, drive through or you can get prime rib, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
for
matters.
Sure. And really, the brand for me is always the thing about being helping friendly. I guess I don't know. I know I thought about this all along, like all the different levels of it. And mm-hmm. it was really just a matter of like, you know, I want everything to be, you know, that even an end user, I want them to be, to have an experience. It's all about the experience with
that's
the brand
right.
And, you know, when
that's why we staged our stores the way we do. It is an experience. It was amazing to me that when we offered curbside and delivery service during this whole thing, when everybody was staying at home, no one mm-hmm. used it. They still came into the store and said, please don't close. Mm-hmm. You're essential to us, you know, and they still want to talk to their favorite bud tender. They want to talk to their favorite salesperson. They want to talk to mm-hmm. me face to face, answer their questions, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And sit. They still wanted to come in and have that experience. And I'm so super proud of that because people do feel welcome and they feel at home and they feel safe.
Mm, I agree. Yeah, 100%.
Sure.
Yeah, it is a scary thing for a lot of people, you know.
Especially if you know that your person's going to be there on that particular day that you're used to shopping, and you've already spilled to them your entire...
Right, you don't want to, yeah.
I don't want to do it with a whole nother person.
I've said this before, but my girls, a lot of times their favorite customers will call the store and find out which location are they at, and they will drive clear across town mm-hmm. to see Audrey. That's or to see right. Brittany yeah, yeah. because that's who they want to deal with. They like them. They care for them. They feel, you know, respected by them, and they know that they're not going to steer them wrong. And sometimes it's because they like them, but too mm-hmm. bad. None
or
of my girls are single.
Pick up on that old conversation. It's just...
None of my girls are single. Sorry, guys. We do have some pretty girls, and they're very, very sweet and nurturing. So it's kind of a thing. So let me see. Education. This is a biggie for us. You guys, Whitney and I were just talking about this. I told you this earlier. You guys have probably the most extensive, thorough, beautifully printed, and very clearly
stated.
Stated and separated educational mm-hmm. pamphlets. You have one for every subject matter, mm-hmm. and it's like 2-3 pages and fold out beautiful
colors.
Graphics.
The graphics are great.
And it's very like bullet point. It's very yeah. easily digested.
Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, guys have one on the really endocannabinoid system. On the
there's
metabolism.
One, there's one on topicals.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
epidermis, the subdermal layers.
Because I was, again, since we're not always, I've always been really, the brand and us have always been really big on education, mostly from the aspect of.
You have
only,
to be.
You know, from the individual terpenes and that stuff, but like the history of hemp.
Right.
You know, because the one thing that I tell people a lot is that, you know, the Healthy Friendly is a hemp company. We sell hemp.
Right.
You know, hemp contains all these other great things,
right?
And it has potential to do these other things, you
right?
know? So it's like educating people to that aspect of that it's the whole plant idea, that it's, you know, because that's what really everybody is moving towards. And as we get better with technology and all these different things,
right?
You know, you're able to know better. And
well, you should anyway. That, it's kind of scary you know, how little people do their own research.
Oh, yeah, and it's mostly because most people just figure somebody else has already done it for them.
Right,
mm-hmm. So
right.
That's so that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Where it stops.
Right. Well, another reason why they like Cannabama, because there's always an answer to the question. You know,
sure,
most
yeah.
places have those same five facts that everybody knows if you've ever even yeah. heard of CBD, and then that's the extent of it. And
yeah, super basic.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm hoping to have a show with Marty Marion, who is a big compliance guy in the industry because of the new DEA regs and compliance issues, advertising, and all that. I see it's like a train wreck everywhere. False advertising, medical claims. I mean, no one's following any rules.
Mm-hmm. Appealing to
yeah,
children.
Yeah, that's kind of the game that it makes you, you know, it's one of the things that I've done since the beginning. And mm-hmm. one of the things also I've done since the beginning is, you may have noticed that, like, on my packaging and all that, it doesn't say the word CBD.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm a hemp product. I sell hemp extract. I sell, you know,
right.
herbal, whatever. But it was like I always wanted this whole idea of, you know, it's more than just this.
Right.
And
right.
because
it's 480 plus chemicals.
I was looking at companies like, you know, Stanley Brothers and what they had going on and
right.
Charlotte's Web.
Mm-hmm.
And reading their what are they saying? You know, what kind of things are they doing? And then becoming active in the scene in understanding that I'm an herbal supplement is what I always, think. Of course, now the FDA wants to say that we can't do that.
Right.
But what do? We just take that out of our dialogue.
Right. Right. We put what we have to on the, it'll eventually we'll have like very little information and a link to lots of lab tests and it'll basically be like, here, take this.
Name of the product, QR code.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
Don't ask us.
Yeah, and you'll have a little bit of, it's a game,
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I knew if I was even going to be able to get my mom on board because I was a recovering addict. My grandmother said, she's just using this as an excuse to smoke weed. I didn't smoke weed.
Right.
I had to really, really educate myself because I was not going to go down like that. I had to block my own grandmother from Facebook. But now she is very, very, very much a user because it helps her. And she understands now.
Yeah.
But I had worked very hard to be able to do that. And you can't just stop at a few surface, canned questions. I've been into some stores and just observed or asked questions like, I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm appalled. Yeah. I'm appalled. When we come back, we're going to finish out the hour with Rob from the Helping Friendly Hemp Company and finish out our talk about education. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of Sweet Home Cannabama. We're talking with Rob Robar, founder and co-owner of the Helping Friendly Hemp Company. I say it slow because I am going to jumble it up big time if I go fast.
It is one of those things that is kind of hard to say. And
it's memorable. It's memorable. No one knows how to spell Cannabama. I'm like, really? Cannabis,
is it
Alabama?
Is it one N or is it two?
Well, it's a two N thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's two N's in cannabis, Rob.
I know.
And there's one M in Bama.
But you got to remember, people like me are from the north.
Yeah, but spelling. I know you must at least be familiar with this game we call football. Just a little game. It's not a big deal here in Alabama. No one really cares.
Right.
No one stabs each other over Auburn versus Alabama, which makes no sense to me because they're both in Alabama. Why can't we cheer for both? But it's
that's the thing. Goes, we have Michigan and U of M. Mm-hmm. And then we have, University of Michigan, and we have Michigan State.
Yeah.
We have Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. Whitney's from Ohio. Well, I'm from Louisiana, and we have LSU. Go Tigers.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Bryant Bank, I'm so sorry. Bryant Bank, Roll Tide.
Right?
My new bank that took me on after I got rejected by 12 banks is owned by the son of Bear Bryant, who's more famous than Nick Saban in this state. He was Nick Saban before Nick Saban was Nick Saban. And he started the trend of houndstooth, and yeah, he's a legend. And his son owns a bank called Bryant Bank, and they were the only bank
hemp friendly
that would take me on when BB&T dropped me like a hot rock. Mm-hmm. So roll tide, roll tide. I've been here long enough.
Yes,
you
have to conform.
I know. I even sound like it.
We are. We're so southern.
I know. Okay. There's no Cajun detection.
Somebody from Michigan to be able to say it, because to me, once you get past Lake Kentucky, it all,
we'll send you some gear.
Start taking over. I know that it gets differently, Louisiana and all that, just because of the Cajun thing. Mm-hmm. So, again, I've traveled the whole country a bunch of times. And
Fish concerts. He said 85 fish concerts. So I imagine he's been to one in every state.
It's like Bubba with Clutch. Bubba follows Clutch wherever they go.
Oh, man.
Okay. I don't even
know what that is, but I say, all right.
I can't remember the last concert I went to.
Nellyville.
Yeah.
I was so young. It's
been a long time for everybody.
I did see New Kids on the Block. Sixth grade. airbrush t-shirts.
That's a good one.
I think it was 1989 or 90.
That's awesome.
Hanging tough.
Sick. Oh, yeah. Please don't go, girl.
Oh, my gosh. This is awesome.
Yes. Oh, man. We all have things we're not proud of.
Mm. You can be proud of that. You're okay.
Yeah. Acid wash cutoffs, airbrush t-shirt. With an actual like brick wall and New Kids on the Block matching with the bangs and dear God, the perm.
In the 80s. Oh, come on.
I know. Yeah, it was wow. I went with my cousin and we went to Shreveport and could not have sat farther away.
Oh, no. I had awesome tickets to all the concerts because of my mom's old boss.
The best concert tickets I've ever had are for the Wiggles. When Isaiah was 4 years old. And baby, I rocked it.
Oh my gosh.
We had floor seats.
Spice Girls.
He was four and embarrassed.
Well, we're like, almost. You pretty much have to, this is where you have to be to see the Wiggles, so you gotta be up
close. Oh my gosh. We were like Captain Feathersword, everything.
Get it.
Oh, Dorothy the Dinosaur. Yeah. And we're doing quack, 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 cock-a-doodle-doo with the hand motions. And he's going, dear God, get me out of here. I'm 4 years old. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. We won't mention how he dances around to that stuff when he was that little. And there was the Black Eyed Peas album of 2008. We won't talk about that either.
Changed a lot of lives.
Boom, boom.
Indeed.
Boom, boom,
pat. Oh, yeah. Well, so you guys have tinctures.
Yes.
And yep, tinctures. different potencies, different flavors. Mm-hmm. I got a little sample pack from you guys with the different flavors and yeah. I like to share. So we usually, you know, everybody in the business gets to try and then we sample it out with some of our more loyal customers. Mm-hmm. And then of course when someone comes in and they're trying to detox or they're ready to detox and they can't afford product, I hit up my handy dandy sample basket and give them full size products for free. So that is a very important thing to us. We provide oil for a sober living facility for women and have for well over a year. And that has been so rewarding for us. It's been hard lately, which I really hate because when someone comes along, I'm always going to give rather than keep it for myself. But it's a little nausea inducing when you're this close to, you know, losing it. But you know, if it weren't for the ability to give, I mean, man, I always prayed in the beginning, God, let it be self-sustaining because I didn't need a job. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd been on one income for 18 years and I didn't necessarily need to pay the light bill. My husband had that covered, but I needed it to pay for itself because it ain't cheap. Mm-mm. And I couldn't, you know, I hadn't had an income in 17 years and I just needed it to pay for itself so I wouldn't have to take from my family because, you know, Joshua would have said, you know, nope, we can't sustain that,
right.
Which we couldn't have. But the giving part, I think, is part of the reason we have been so successful because we put our money where our mouth is. And, you know, I don't talk solid numbers publicly because it's none of anybody's business and not why I do it.
Sure.
But I'm very proud of the ability to give and we still made a profit.
Yes.
So being tight and being close to closing businesses and having taken on two stores without being able to open them for 5 months has really cut into my ability to just throw it out the window. And I'm looking forward to getting back to that.
Right. One thing I can say about the Helping Friendly Hemp Company is that little tin of salve is like a bait trap for people to come back to the shop. I kid you not. It is the biggest ripple effect that I have ever seen happen in anything else in my little store.
Right. We've rarely had one that small. We make our own that are enough for two or three uses and sell them for $3. You guys have a little, what is it, 1 ounce?
It's a 1 ounce tin.
1 ounce. Yeah. 1 ounce.
A 1 ounce tin that is super price friendly.
That. Right.
And that was one of our, you know, one of my customers in Grand Rapids area in Grassy Knoll. They had kind of given me the idea for that, you know, and it was just a matter of like, they just flat out said, we sell a ton of these.
If everybody made a five serving sample size of every product, man.
But that little tin goes
it gets so much further with people because they come in and they either don't know what to expect or they expect to spend $100 and they're still not even sure what they're getting or why. And they're talking themselves out of it.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, how about let's spend $25 and you get four or five products to try.
Right.
And then when you find the one you like, then we'll talk about a higher price for a month's supply. And when they come back and they say, this is it, they know it's worth whatever it costs. And we don't mark our products up very much. Yeah. Enough to replace it, basically.
Yes, exactly. And we don't mind. Well, we do. I don't say we won't, because we do sales all the time, just because we want people to catch
it. Right. We want people to try it. And we have been practically giving it away sometimes lately. But we don't want people to forget about all that it has to offer, especially with the stress and the illnesses and people washing their hands constantly.
Kind of why we came out with a sample pack and did that. You know, it was like for the topical, just because it was, you know, that I don't know which flavor I'd like, you know, if they're whatever. It's like, all right, well, here you go. You know, here's one of each.
Right.
A lot of people would buy that and give it away to the other one.
Right.
And just kind of allowed them to a nice, easy way to try it out and have a go.
And topical makes people believers.
And share with their friends and family. That sample pack is awesome.
It's a great gift, too.
I've had people for years buy the big jars, and one of the most common things I hear is, you know, these really elderly ladies from Detroit who called me up one day and said, I've been getting this stuff from my friend at the church.
Yeah.
You know, so that's awesome.
I have a few different ladies who just basically buy it. And
Rob,
it out.
I hate to interrupt you, but we're down to the end. Thank you so much for being on the show. And you're welcome back anytime. Join us next week on Sweet Home Cannabama. Hopefully we'll have a show on compliance with my friend Marty. If not, it'll be something else good. But thank you, Rob, so much.
Thank you, Rob.
Good night.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.